This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's April jobs report is out, and it shows the unemployment rate for the nation at the lowest level since December of 1969, dropping 0.2% to 3.6. And the jobs report also beat expectations for jobs created, with around 263,000 new jobs last month, when the forecasts were for about 185,000. A man who was plotting to bomb the New York City subway system 10 years ago will soon be a free man. Najibullah Zazi, who faced life in prison, ended up being given 10 years, which essentially amounts to time he's already served. But authorities say for almost a decade, he's cooperated with other investigations into terrorist groups, and his lawyer says he's a transformed man who unequivocally repudiates radical Islam now. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
SpaceX acknowledging that the company's Crew Dragon capsule was destroyed last weekend by an explosion during a test firing. As had been suspected by observers, it happened on Saturday during activation of the spacecraft's Super Draco thrusters, which are used to land the craft as part of a launch escape system. The company says the explosion should not have any effect, though, on SpaceX's Cargo Dragon capsules going forward. There have been a lot of deadly falls by visitors to the Grand Canyon lately. Now, a national park spokesman says a visitor in Hawaii is recovering after surviving a fall into a volcano.
He was about 70 feet below the edge of the cliff where his fall had been arrested by a small ledge, preventing him from falling the rest of the 300 feet to the bottom of the caldera, likely saving his life.
The man is said to be seriously injured after that Wednesday night tumble into the Kilauea volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Record flooding still taking a toll on Davenport, Iowa. The Mississippi River rising to its highest level since 1993, expected to hit 22.7 feet today. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster in dozens of counties. A San Francisco city attorney is suing the Trump administration over a new federal rule that would reportedly allow healthcare staff to refuse some types of medical treatment to members of the LGBTQ community. That lawsuit claims the new so-called conscience rule would reduce access to healthcare for a number of groups, including women, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Specifically, the rule could deny sterilization care, which is often sought by people making a gender transition. New Jersey's Department of Health is warning that a person confirmed to have measles recently arrived at Newark Liberty International Airport. The traveler came in from Israel on April 16th and was in Terminal C that day. Anybody who was there at the time or was on the infected person's flight may have been exposed to the potentially dangerous virus. And this year's Miss USA is from Charlotte, North Carolina. 28-year-old lawyer Chelsea Crist was crowned at the annual event held this year in Reno, Nevada last night. Remember to check us out online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, sometimes it's just a matter of picking and choosing the right things. Lots of options out there. And emotions are a little raw, I understand. But, you know, emotions just for emotion's sake, you know, can wear you out. And I think at some point, you got to call time out on all that and just say, look, where are my energies going? Am I being constructive or destructive here? You know, and this is the challenge that we have in today's America, because a lot of emotions are being whipped up, and and you got to be careful about what parade you join in on, lest you end up spending a lot of your energy and wasting things away when we could be spending and investing our time and energies and resources in positive things that are constructing and not blowing things up. Our next big guest is Dr. William Northwell joins us, and we're going to be talking about socialism and, in particular, why it's so dangerous. He says because it's so perfectly suited for the modern era. Dr. Northwell is a political expert, a conservative analyst, and author of Return to Capitalism, the second edition, and he joins us now. Dr. Northwell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, much conversation because of the new, the new leadership coming out of the Democratic Party. I say new leadership. I'm not talking necessarily about Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking about the new breed that's come in and really kind of taken over the party. And amazing that these three young figures can cause the party to go hard left so quickly.
Oh, I'm just totally flabbergasted. Here we think we're in a capitalistic country, and here we have wannabe potential presidential candidates, you know, who apparently will just say anything. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, I really don't know if they believe their socialistic spiel. I find it hard to believe, but it's just amazing what's going on politically.
Well, isn't it intellectually dishonest? I mean, to be honest about it, if I can be honest about it.
Oh, you have to wonder, are they ignorant of history? Probably not totally ignorant. Mm. I just think, you know, they'll say anything that'll, you know, raise them up in the polls. That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue, you know, for socialism when you're seeing a civil war taking place in Venezuela. And, of course, we've been keeping our eyes on this for, you know, quite a while, you know, seeing the unraveling of the Maduro regime. And hopefully Guaido gets in there and can, get the country back on track. I mean, you've got so many people suffering there. 3 million at least have already left their country, their homeland, out of survival. And this is all brought to you by socialism and, this commitment to this form of government that is so destructive. And historically, and I challenged everybody, I mean, the one thing about capitalism, I think, look, history does not lie. And the evidence is empirical, whether it's socialism or capitalism. And, I welcome the debate. Okay, all right, you've been indoctrinated for 4 years in some of these collegiate institutions, and these professors have sold you on socialism. All right, let's go head-to-head. Let's compare socialism with capitalism. And I will show you and demonstrate empirically how socialism has been responsible for murdering more people on the face of the planet than any other ism that's existed.
Oh, and well, capitalism has lifted billions, utterly many billions, out of poverty and utter despair and given them hope. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. My background's medicine, and that's sort of how I got started writing mm-hmm. about capitalism. Seeing Medicare and so forth introduced back when I was in med school, mm-hmm. and how people seem to like their Medicare, but the Medicare thing's running out of money, and here's the country piling up debt upon debt. And, running short of money.
Right.
And now they think, well, let's have Medicare for all or single payer health care. And so this is sort of what got me thinking about it. But, I think a lot of Americans, though they think we're a sort of a capitalist country, when you pin one down, say, well, what is capitalism? And they stumble around. Well, people like Bill Gates and so forth are capitalists. And they mix it up with big-time CEOs of big corporations, that take out billion-dollar plans to enrich themselves and so forth, and they look greedy and mm-hmm. so forth. And so they think this is the what capitalism is. What capitalism is a lot more than that. It's anybody that starts a business and invests his money to make more profit and then along the way hires workers. My opinion is that it's the workers who benefit most from capitalism. It gives them a better choice of jobs. They can compete for better salaries. And but in the long run, capitalism really benefits everybody. And socialism, for the tyrants that rise to the top, I guess you could say it benefits them, but it just hurts everybody else. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, and with capitalism, you have the freedom to be all you can be. You know, the God-given talents that you've been blessed with, to exercise those talents. I mean, clearly what we experienced under the previous administration, because people were so hogtied and restricted, that their productivity quotient was reduced to its lowest common denominator. And I have found, Dr. Northwell, the quickest way to frustrate people is to limit the expression of their God-given talents. And this was what was happening in our country, was people were extremely frustrated because they just didn't have a fair chance to go out there and be productive and provide for their families. We had more people on welfare, food stamps, a home ownership, unemployment rate was through the roof. I mean, the misery index in this country was miserable. And here comes Donald Trump, and he takes the heavy boot of government off the throats of the American worker, and look what's happening. Happiness and joy is returning to our country again. Productivity. This is what, the everyday American wants. Now, are there some things about capitalism that need to be addressed? I think so, and I believe that especially those that have been extremely successful. Because they are challenging the psyche of people that, when they see, as you say, that they're getting, billions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in reward, and the everyday worker is somewhat being ignored. I mean, this is hard to reconcile at times, and I'm not sure what the answer is. On that, I think that that's an individual decision. But for those people that have been blessed with an incredible amount of income because of their creativity, I think there's a challenge and an opportunity for them to be responsible to those that have supported the cause on their behalf. And we can get into more detail on that on the other side of the break. Dr. William Northwell, who is an MD, by the way, and so that's his background, and that's where his doctorate is from. He is with us. He's the author of the book Return to Capitalism.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back. with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. That good old compromise, huh? Can we meet somewhere in the middle? You know, this is the opportunity that we have, and this is how we're blessed in this great country because of freedom of speech and the ideas that abound. You know, I've always maintained, and I'm grateful for my father for teaching me this. And he'd say to me, William, you know, you have to understand, God did not give any one person all the goods. You know, the opportunity that we have here is to match our goods up with others to where we accentuate the positive of each other. And it is there if you have the patience and the commitment to do such. And I can tell you, when I've been faithful to that cause, it's worked well for me. When I've thought more about myself and put my interests ahead of others, that's when it gets a little frustrating. And I think this is, you know, the America that we live in today is that we need a psychological adjustment and get out of our way of ourselves and quit driving our own personal agendas. But let's look at what's good for all concerned. Dr. William Northwell is with us. He's the author of the book Return to Capitalism. Dr. Northwell, you know, relevant to this idea of socialism, as you say, it's so perfectly suited for the modern era. Why is that so?
Well, I think, you know, trying to understand the young people, the millennials, through their eyes, they maybe have lots of student debt. They don't make much money, so they're not paying much income tax. And they hear stories about, you know, how much everybody's health care premium's gone up, and now come politicians saying, hey, we're going to give this to you for free. Well, nothing's free.
Right.
You know, you can see why they may be attracted to it, but once they start earning money and paying income tax, I presume they're going to change their opinions on getting freebies from the government as they're paying their tax off. But anyway, there's a couple points that people seem to miss. The money always, unless the money's going into gold or being buried in the ground, it always recirculates. I think the end point of capitalism and those that make a lot of money, the end point is philanthropy. And they give the money back. It's just a gift back to society.
And a lot of people do that. I mean, look at Bill Gates and Linda and what they've done in giving a lot of money. I mean, we hear, you know, certain politicians when they release their, you know, their taxes and their forms and that, and you see, you know, in some cases how cheap some of these people are. I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of sad that they miss out on that opportunity. But others, you know, that have been very, very generous with their money, whether it's Mitt Romney and even Barack Obama, I mean, you know, giving, you know, over 20% to charities and that. So, yes, I agree with you. I think that is the natural instinct. But are there some people that are stingy and greedy? Sure. Yeah, that still exists. That's the, you know, that's the spectrum of humanity. But we know by experience, and, you know, God bless them for doing it, and they're all the happier to give, like that old axiom says, better to give than receive.
Well, America has been amazing as far as the sense of volunteerism and giving to charities. America sort of leads the world on this, and the socialism people, you know, nobody seems to completely understand that they're just running up lots of debt, and eventually the debt's going to threaten the survival of our government, you know, when no one else will hold our bonds and pay for our debt, we're going to be in real big trouble.
Well, at the basis of it is panic, because they always have this sense that there's never enough. You know, there's more need, more money that needs to be spent, and as Margaret Thatcher so appropriately put it, it's all fine and well until you run out of other people's money. And this is the road that goes on. I mean, you know, historically, you look and you say, okay, show me a country where socialism works. And what you hear is that we just have never, you know, we need more time and more money, and we'll prove to you that it'll work. You know, Oh, my goodness. You know, but meanwhile, you got, you know, it's a disaster and the lives that you're destroying. I mean, look what's happening in Venezuela. You know, you got 3 million people have moved out of their homeland. You know, Dr. Northwell, I think part of what's contributing to this antsiness of millennials is that, you know, they've been raised. This is the microwave generation. You know, I say that, you know, they stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up today. It's just not fast enough. So here they come out of college and somehow they expect coming out of college that they've got a, you know, a six-figure bonus, you know, coming to them with their degree immediately to take care of all, you know, the expenses of their education. But, you know, you and I, we've had to work our way through the channels. We had to pay our dues, as we say, and we've earned it. And, you know, today's kids, they want it yesterday.
Well, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that they're buying into this socialistic idea, and of course it's further being fueled, as you mentioned earlier, with these politicians that go around and, you know, it's free everything. Well, you know, even Bernie Sanders, when he was finally tied down to it, you know, he had to say the T word, you know, because they, well, how are you going to pay for it? How are you gonna, well, of course, got to, you know, pay some taxes, you know. It's like, well, no kidding. You know, you're going to pay for it, and it's taxes. So then you sit there and go, okay, so a kid, that didn't have the grades to go to an elite college is now going to have to work to underwrite, the expense of someone who was, disciplined enough and attend a elite college that has college debt, and now they're going to pay for their education, right?
Well, the way that this thing has sort of crept into our society, my focus began with examining health care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give some freebies to a certain small group, and then the group enlarges. People today think, well, Medicare is running pretty good, and the people are pretty happy with it, except the Medicare hospital trust funds is scheduled to go bankrupt by 2026.
Right.
That's about 6 years off.
Mm.
And the idea that taking something that's not working very well fiscally and expanding it to a bigger group is just insanity.
No, it's ludicrous. But again, that's where we are. We're running out of other people's money. And the other thing, you know, and it's kind of a false narrative here or experience, because as you know, somebody utilizing Medicare, I mean, you know, 92% of those that utilize it are for basic services. I mean, we're not dealing with much, you know, of anything that's catastrophic in nature. But once you hit in that and you go in that catastrophic lane, you've got a short exit, don't you?
Well, yeah, I don't know. The people proclaiming health care for all really don't understand that it means centralized planning. And the idea that a handful of people on a committee could design health care that's going to make 330 million Americans happy, you know, it just won't happen.
Right.
And
no, there's going to be some victims and damage along the way. We've seen it happen in other countries. So why should America be any different, right?
Well, the land of the free, you know, we got to keep talking about this and making it bring the national debate back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what's good for everybody and for the country, and socialism is not the answer.
Right.
Socialists, you know, they say the opposition has no plan. Well,
right.
There are lots of good ideas.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Dr. William Northwell, I'm Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by Boehringer Ingelheim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a serious lung disease that affects nearly 16 million Americans. It is caused by long-term damage to the lungs that makes it hard to breathe. Common symptoms include wheezing, coughing, and struggling to take in a breath. Pulmonologist Jill Ohar, professor of medicine at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, is an expert on COPD.
COPD can't be cured, but there are ways to treat it. It's important to know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So you need to work with your doctor to figure out the right treatment for you. When speaking to your doctor about treatment options, I encourage everyone to learn more about what inhaler the medicine comes in.
Since COPD medicines are usually delivered through an inhaler, it's important that the conversation between a doctor and patient includes a discussion of the inhaler. For more on inhaler choice, visit treatingmycopd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's April jobs report is out, and it shows the unemployment rate for the nation at the lowest level since December of 1969, dropping 0.2% to 3.6. And the jobs report also beat expectations for jobs created, with around 263,000 new jobs last month, when the forecasts were for about 185,000. A man who was plotting to bomb the New York City subway system 10 years ago will soon be a free man. Najibullah Zazi, who faced life in prison, ended up being given 10 years, which essentially amounts to time he's already served. But authorities say for almost a decade, he's cooperated with other investigations into terrorist groups, and his lawyer says he's a transformed man who unequivocally repudiates radical Islam now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while, or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what the heal can do. Where this hatred.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about the nation's largest veterans organization observing its 100th birthday. And the commander of the American Legion is here with us to talk about Memorial Day and other issues facing our American heroes. Brett Reistad is a U.S. Army vet. Was elected as the 100th National Commander of the American Legion during the organization's 100th National Convention last year. A retired lieutenant with the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department, Reistad was a U.S. Army infantryman from 1974 to 1978, served with the Presidential Salute Battery of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, as we say, at historic Fort Myer, Virginia. He participated in the inaugural ceremony for President Carter and other high-profile events. Brett, it's been quite an experience for you, huh? Between being in the military and now with the Legion. What a run, huh?
Absolutely, Bill, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, good to be talking to you again, too. You know, talking about the 100th anniversary for the American Legion. I mean, what a proud legacy and memorial.
You know, I can't say it any better than that. It's a great year for us to be celebrating all of the accomplishments of this organization over the last 100 years, and we're at that point where we chart the course for our future as well. Mm. So we're doing a lot to reach out to our communities and to let them know what the American Legion has done, both locally and nationally. And one of the great things as well that that we have worked toward this year is getting a series of commemorative coins from the United States Mint, which
celebrates
our centennial. If anybody's interested in those, you just go to our website at legion.org and you can learn more. But, yes, it's a great year to be serving as national commander as well.
Brett, you know, this time of year, as you know, I utilize the word memorial, and I think about Memorial Day. What a hallowed and solemn day, as you put it. That is a real special time, you know, for vets, and I believe for all of America, to honor the American heroes since our nation's founding, as you say, right?
Well, you're absolutely correct about that. I mean, it's we should not only be honoring our heroes, but by honoring our heroes, we're respecting those family members that suffered the loss of their loved ones. And also we're setting an example for those that are going into the military or currently serving in the military, showing our respect for their service as well. And I do get a lot of feedback from our members on how people, you know, people look at Memorial Day in the general public, and to say happy Memorial Day to somebody is kind of a dig to a veteran who knows what Memorial Day is all about and may have served with those that have given their lives to their country. It is a solemn day for us. It's not a day for barbecues as far as the veterans are concerned, or the veterans' families, or the active duty service members. You know, there's the people tragically lost their lives in the defense of our country, and even in accidents, training accidents and such. And I think that our public should pay the appropriate respect to them on that day.
Well, you know, Brad, I'm glad you brought this up. I mean, I think you and I talked about it last year. It just seems disconnected to say Happy Memorial Day, because it is so solemn a day and what it represents. And I still, for the life of me, and I've talked to other vets as well, and I'm just saying, what is the appropriate salutation? We've got to come up with something that really frames this correctly. And because it's so easy for us to say, you know, happy Memorial Day, or to say, you know, happy Easter or any other event. But this is much more solemn, and we've got to find a better salutation. I've been I got to tell you, admittedly, I mean, for decades, I've been struggling with this, and I keep thinking, okay, one night, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning is going to come up, and I'm going to have the exact salutation to say.
Well, I have one for you to consider.
Yeah, please.
Remember.
Oh, yes.
Just simply remember.
Remember. Yeah, I like that. Or even if you said remembering. Remembering Memorial Day. Remember. I mean, you know, it's the act of. This is what we're doing to remembering Memorial. Remember Memorial Day. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't really think that people, when they say Happy Memorial Day, mean it to mean Happy Memorial Day.
Right.
I understand that. You know, I guess it's just something that's ingrained into our daily salutations. As you
right. Would. Exactly. Yeah, it's very colloquial. Well, you know, the thing also, let's address really quick here in the last 3 minutes we've got together here, Brent. You know, some of the major issues that our veterans are dealing with that the American Legion is focusing on this year.
Well, you know, there's a number of different things that we have in our portfolio, so to speak. The Legion determines its legislative priorities by virtue of resolutions that come from our local posts. So there are many, many of them, but we identify some of the priorities. Of course, veteran suicide is a big one that we have to put a focus on. We're trying to work with the Veterans Administration to promote the recognition of the signs and symptoms of suicide, and understanding better PTSD and TBI and some of the things that that may be leading to that, because we believe that educating the community is important to recognize a veteran that is in distress and needs help, and to know where to direct them. You know, security. securing funding for a strong national defense is always something that we're concerned about, making sure that our service members are equipped with the very best equipment and that that we are ready for any conflict that we may be cast into. Women's health care is important as well. Recognizing such issues as military sexual trauma and the fact that women have unique health needs that should separate them from the male population and give them the privacy that they need to have their health care attended to in a private environment. Expanding the Agent Orange benefits to our Blue Water Navy veterans. There's been some progress on that, and that's something that we're behind with the Blue Water Navy Act in both the House and Senate. And there's been a recent court hearing that may eclipse both of those in being the being the way to go as far as getting those Blue Water Navy veterans their benefits and their treatment. We'll always be concerned about the full accounting of POWs and MIAs. You're probably aware, too, of the government shutdown this year and how it impacted on our Coast Guard. So we're working with Congress with a legislation called Pay the Coast Guard Act to ensure that they don't find themselves in that situation again in another government shutdown where they go without a paycheck. Legion worked very hard to help those that were in the most need during that period of time. Supporting the Veterans Administration, hospitals, trying to steer away from full privatization. We want to preserve and strengthen the system that we currently have. We are looking at the issue of burn pits. One of the things that we have always been behind has been protecting our American flag. So I'm sure we'll see some new legislation for that as well. And lastly, one of the things that we're really trying to push this year is extending the wartime service period. And what that basically is something we call the Legion Act. What we're looking at is instead of having these multiple wartime periods of eligibility for the Legion and also just designating wartime periods, we feel that because of all of the incidents that occurred during the supposed peacetime periods, that there should be one wartime service period from December 7, 1941 until present day. This accounts for the Cold War veterans and the 1,600 that have either died or been injured in incidents with our military during those peacetime eras.
Exactly. Well, Brett, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Very simply, to our website at legion.org.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories tip of the day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about ugly dolls with the director, Kelly Ashbery, who joins us now. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great day just waiting for the movie to open.
Well, yeah, how exciting is that? Coming soon, huh?
Coming soon. It's can't come soon enough is my thing.
Well, you know, for you, with your stellar career as an American animated film director, screenwriter, voice actor, you know, I've always wanted to do voice acting, by the way, so I'm a bit jealous that you've had an opportunity to do some voice acting. I've always felt like I could do this. I just, but my career has always kept me behind the microphone, attached to radio stations or syndications, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? You're half the way there. Mm-hmm. You're behind a microphone, so consider yourself almost there.
I'll just keep working at it. But, you know, for you and your background, having worked with the Walt Disney Animation Studios for a number of years, I'll tell you, you've got to really be enjoying life. You've paid your dues. You've done all the hard work, and now here you are directing, co-writing, and doing something that you love to do, which probably doesn't even seem like work at all, does it?
You know, it really, that's very true. I feel very blessed. I feel very happy that, I set out to do something literally from the time I was 7 years old. I was on the trajectory to work on animated movies.
Mm-hmm.
That started when I saw Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Wow.
In a theater. And so it is very gratifying to be doing this. You know, I feel like it is the best job in the world from my perspective. I get to work with so many talented artists and recording artists and actors and technicians. So my job is really, there's no better job in the world than being able to just, you know, say something that I think we need and to have someone go and sort of magically create it. Mm-hmm. Is amazing.
Wow, it is. Well, for you, as a kid growing up, I guess you could blame all the coloring on the walls of your home to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right?
Oh, I did plenty of that. I my parents provided me a lot of paper all my life
so
that I could draw, and that I and I wouldn't draw on the walls.
Right. But, we got to do something about this kid. He keeps turning every wall of the home into a mural here, you know, so get him paper.
Yeah. I think when I drew, it was when I was the most quiet. Uh-huh. And they said, give the kid paper. It kept me busy.
Well, yeah, but and for you in your career, you know, like anything, you know, to work with the Imagineers of Walt Disney's animation studios, gosh, what a ride this has been for you.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, I've been able to rub shoulders with absolute geniuses. I've watched the advent of the computer go from something that no one really knew how it was going to affect the industry mm-hmm. until it took over the industry.
Right.
I was there. When every single film I've worked on, from The Black Cauldron in 1983 all the way to Ugly Dolls, has had some element of computer animation very subtly in the beginning, and then as things moved forward, it became more and more prevalent, and we ended up now making entire movies that are taking us all over the place, both live action and animated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been amazing to watch that.
Well, Kelly, I know that early on, as you mentioned, when computer-aided animation came into play, that many of the Imagineers were wondering, okay, what does the future hold for them? But now that we're, you know, decades down the road here, what is your assessment? Are the Imagineers and the artistry, you know, they've been able to embrace the computer-aided animation to such a level? Because, I mean, the product today is just gorgeous. It's phenomenal. I mean, you directed, what, Frozen and, you know, Kung Fu Panda and The Prince of Egypt?
Well, I didn't direct those. I worked on those.
Worked on them, yes, okay. All
yeah.
right.
Direct Shrek 2 and Romeo and Juliet, but I worked on those. Mm-hmm. I just storyboarded.
Right.
But yeah, those are advancements that no one could have predicted 30 years ago. I mean, when I first started, we all saw it as something that was a novel idea that might help with backgrounds or with hard edge surfaces or things that were very difficult to animate consistently. Everyone sort of thought, well, that'll be what it really, that's the application. I don't think anyone foresaw, except very few people, foresaw what could happen by the time Toy Story came out. I think that it was a phenomenon that no one had ever seen anything like it before.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing was on the wall for quite a while, and I think a lot of people embraced it, and those that didn't, I wish they had, and they might wish they had at this point, but very few people went by the wayside in the end because I think a lot of people did embrace that CG was the future at that time.
Exactly.
It's really just a new paintbrush.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, let's talk about Ugly Dolls. How did you get involved with this project?
Well, the company STX gave me a call and said they had a project that was a work in progress, and they've been on it for about 9 months or so, and they said, we really need to get this done, but we need a director who has experience to come in and help us sort of wrangle this and put it together
mm-hmm.
in a relatively short time compared to other films. So I came in, and they showed me the opening song number, which at that time Kelly Clarkson was not involved, but it was a demo,
mm-hmm.
and I heard that song, and I loved it. And then they showed me the ending, which I thought was an amazing ending. And I said, okay, if we can stick with that ending and this beginning, you've got a movie. We've just got to put the stuff in the sandwich. We've got the bread. Now we need the stuff in the middle.
Right.
And so it was my decision to make the movie a musical because we could tell the emotions of the characters easier without a lot of dialogue and exposition, and a lot of the rules of the world could be set up through song and through entertaining musical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris Leonards and Glenn Slater are songwriters. Along with the writer, Allison Peck, we all worked together and concocted a really great structure for the movie in related to the song structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we made this really into an old-fashioned movie musical.
Wow.
And that is really where the jump-off point was, and we looked as a musical the entire time.
Because it is a musical, Kelly, was it easier to tell the story of Ugly Dolls?
I don't know if it was easier, but it certainly gave us an opportunity to more quickly in 83 minutes. We had a lot of characters in the movie. We had a lot we wanted to say. There were a lot of rules in the world, these two different worlds, Uglyville and this other place called the Institute of Perfection. There were a lot of things that needed to be crystal clear, which we used visuals and we used song to really make things clear for the audience and not labor over it. We didn't want a lot of lines. We didn't want a lot of long periods of dialogue.
Right.
Because I think that audiences, in an animated feature, you don't go to an animated film just to listen to characters talk. I mean, certainly people like funny one-liners, and they like the jokes, but very few times have I seen an animated film where there was a long dialogue sequence between two characters that anyone can really tell you what it was about. And we were afraid of that in this movie. We were afraid if we don't have characters sort of open up and give their inner dialogues through song, we're going to find ourselves having to write these dramatic scenes that are going to basically slow down the action and slow down the movie, and we won't have time to tell the story properly.
Exactly.
So it was as much to do with the time constraint and the economy of storytelling as it was anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've worked on a number of children's films, as we talked about. How was Ugly Dolls especially unique for you?
Well, you know, I don't approach any of my movies I work on as children's films. I let the marketing department decide what genre or what demographic they belong to. I just always like to assess the story, and I like to say, okay, what's the best way to tell this? And I really try hard not to get caught up in what kind of movie are we making.
Mm-hmm.
I try to just tell it simply and clear, and if the subject matter calls for something more intense or dramatic or anything we need, we do it. But I really just try to tell, I try to keep the integrity of the story clean and tell it in a way that I feel like is appropriate to that subject matter. That's really the best way to put it.
What about favorite moments in the movie?
Favorite moments in the movie. There are a lot of them, but I love the Unbreakable song, the entire section of that song and the way we handled it. I love the look of it, and I love the song itself. I think Janelle Monáe and Kelly Clarkson did an amazing duet, and I think it's the high point. It's the musical and visual high point of the movie.
What do you want people to take away from this movie?
When they walk out of the theater, I want them to have a smile on their face, of course, and be humming a tune, I hope. But also, I hope that they sort of feel maybe they need to be a little more kind to themselves and to everyone else. Just be kind. Like, that comes forward to me is how kindness is underrated. And we need to maybe pay attention to that a little more than the aggressive sort of, I don't know, bold moves that we're making in the world right now. Sometimes those can get tiresome. And why don't we just slow down a little bit and just try kindness? Let's see what happens, you know?
Exactly. Well, Kelly Ashbery, thank you so much for being with us. Remind everybody when they will be able to see it.
That you will be able to see it this Friday, May 3rd. The movie opens nationwide. It also is previewing on Thursday night in certain areas, so you can try for that. But May 3rd is the big day.
He's the director of Ugly Dolls on Bill Martinez Live. Kelly Ashbery, thank you so much, Kelly. All the best to you.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most